Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to the show that's for you. Those of you that work so freaking hard for your money, and you now want your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom and cash flow now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, it's not just about getting rich. It's about living a rich life, because as you are blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to bless the lives of those around you. Thank you so much for allowing me to create this ripple effect through your lives today. I appreciate you guys tuning in. You've been sharing and binging. And most importantly, guys, I love the fact that in this new year, you guys have been really looking at trying to get those goals. So thank you for those that have been reaching out to us with questions, as well as ways that we can serve you. So thank you so much for doing that. As a reminder, going along with that, if you haven't done so already, go to moneyripples.com, take the passive income calculator to see how much passive income you can create in the next 12 months, the next year. So definitely check out to see what you can do in 2023 now.
Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out SecuredInvestmentCorp.com. That's Secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, InvestmentCorp.com.
Okay, guys, so I'm bringing on a friend here. I've been asking him to come on for months. This guy is a rock star. He started in the dental industry. There's a gym rocker here that we've got here today. Started in the dental industry and still, of course, has ties to that, but it does so much more too. He's a philanthropist. He's got a great nonprofit out of Guatemala. I know he does some really cool things out of there, not to mention some of his kids are even been adopted from there. He has 7 kids. Is that right?
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're pushing my kid limit right there, you know, so between the two of us, we could have a Guatemalan village together.
Yes, you know? We could.
We definitely want to bring Jim on because he's a brilliant financial mind as well. Out of the rat race, he's actually financially independent. And he also has done a lot of creative things with his infinite banking policies that I really want to dive into today to kind of give you guys some real life, real application of how he's been able to do that in his life. So, Jim, welcome to our show.
Well, Chris, thank you so much. It's an honor to be on the famous Chris Miles Money Show. And you and I go back of probably 5 years now. I think I met you at one of our masterminds and we talked infinite banking right off the bat. You were the first person I knew that could explain it. And I was still kind of a baby learning it. And you kind of brought it home. So thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. Took me about 3 years to finally get it. Then I thought, how come everybody's not doing this? I mean, is this legal? All that. I did so much back work on it. I actually took the Michigan life insurance exam and passed. Now, ironically, I can sell life insurance, but I just wanted to make sure it was real and what you were talking about was real. And I really appreciate you helping me on that. And like you and I could talk all day about it. I think my background is my dad was a financial advisor for 55 years, only in the market. And obviously, looking at what's going on now, it's pretty scary. And when I started thinking about alternative investments and group that you and I are in, we invest in alternatives, real estate, self-storage, all sorts of things that generate cash flow. And then the bell went off for me. And so when I kind of moved into the alternatives and then I started marrying it with the infinite banking idea, another bell went off and went, man, before I do any deal, I'm going to overfund my insurance policy and take that collateralized loan out and then put it into another deal. And so I could supercharge that 10%, 12%, let's say it's a hard lending deal or short-term lending deal, or even if I was going to buy a turnkey or what have you, I would usually run it through the family bank is what we call it, or the infinite banking structure, gain that 4 or 5%, and then also take it back out kind of tax-free and then put it into another investment. So kind of layering every investment I ever did, I'd layer it with the insurance part first. I mean, especially right now in this downturn, the insurance product gives you a guaranteed 4 or 5%. as opposed to right now in an environment where you have no idea what you're going to make. You could lose all your money. So what we did was we did all the infinite banking. All seven of my kids have policies as well. I think we have 13 total policies right now. We overfund all of them every year. And then we take those collateralized loans against that company. And then we immediately put them into alternative type of investment and keep that rolling. All of those policies, the beneficiaries are Family Bank LLC. So we have a name for it. And so like the Rockefellers did, that will be, if something happens, if there's a death or not, everything kind of trickles into this LLC that we all own. And my other big thing is legacy, is what's the legacy play? I'm generation one. My kids are generation two. Generation three and four is where some of the good and bad happens. And the people that really did it well, Rockefellers and some other families, usually incorporated this infinite banking structure. On top of that, they talked about legacy, governance. My big thing is to teach your kids to be wealthy or to have a financial acumen and to not hide the dynamite. Meaning most kids that I talk to, and I was telling you before we got on, I'm going down to one of the largest dental schools and talking twice next month. And I'll walk in there and most of those students will have no idea about anything about business or finances. And that's pretty sad. So for me, it's the infinite banking structure parlayed with alternative investments and then segue into our family bank strategy. And then the other layer would be we have what's called a family office. So all of our kids all have LLCs. And that's how we can move money around to different deals through our family is through a big, large business with subsidiary LLCs, which each child, they're doing deals. And we have joint venture deals going back and forth with different kids and different entities and all on the good side of taxation. And I think that's, to me, the way that I think an estate should be kind of grown in an integrated business structure as opposed to the quintessential estate planning of years ago with generation skipping tax and all that good stuff. So, but it all starts with the infinite banking and you're the expert. And that's kind of where I know you and I talked about it back. I looked it up. It was 2017. You and I talked at, and I was like, my land, this is the first person I've met who knows what they're talking about. And I felt good because as I talked to more people and people knew what we're doing, some of the smartest people I knew would go, oh yeah, I've been doing that for years. And people don't just talk about it. So thank you. So that's my background. That's where I come from. I'm always looking for something that cash flows that I can put the overfunds into. And so my goal for my kids is now moving from being successful to being significant. We do a lot of work in Guatemala. In fact, I was just on a call before this call. We have a feeding center. We have schools. I have two daughters that we adopted from there. And so teaching your kids to be significant, to find what's important in life, and to teach them how to manage money, but really how to create cash flow so they can realize their freedoms, not when they're after 40 years of work at General Motors or something, or like you do, like you teach, find your freedom right now and follow your passion. And so I'll just mention one last thing about the kids is we talk about the 777 test for my kids. I have them write down what's their seven passions, seven things they're good at, and seven experiences that they've had. And that's probably, if you circle things that kind of go together with all 21 of those items, you're going to probably find a direction that they can follow in their life and they'll be passionate about. And so don't leave a legacy, you know, live a legacy because you're going to leave one anyway, but live your legacy with your kids. And like you do, you're home, you're not working an 8, 9, 10 hour job every day and then driving an hour and then trying to meet your kids when they're in bed. You're living your legacy with them. And I applaud you for that. And that's what I'm trying to do. So I'll shut up. But that's kind of me in a nutshell.
That is a big nut to crack there, man. No, I mean, you're incredible. I think that's why I love you so much, because we talked about like infinite banking. We've talked about using it with investing. And of course, you opened with that. But it's for you, it's so much more. It's about creating that legacy, that Rockefeller type of plan, be able to have a continuation that goes from generation to generation to generation. And we have friends, like we mentioned, we're just talking about like Eddie Wilson, where his grandfather taught him about it. He was somebody who owned a bank and they bought policies on people too all the time. The banks invest in these policies. And then now he has it himself. And I didn't even know that until I brought up the conversation. He's like, oh yeah, I've been doing that for years. But it's that legacy of teaching them. And I love that 777 principle you talked about as well, that little practice to help them really hone in on that, what we call divine genius. And I love that. Like I said, there's so much to crack there. Like you just created like three potential episodes right there alone. You know? So let me just kind of go into your belief system with this, of course, because you mentioned that for you, like 3 years, it clicked. And obviously, you're taking the path that many of the people are listening right now. They want to become financially independent, and you're already on that path. Then you introduce infinite banking, and they said something just clicked there. Like, what was that moment? What was that thing that helped you put it, the pieces together?
I think for me, it was going to back to my dad's financial. He had a large firm that managed lots of money. And a lot of those people in the Wall Street bubble only know one thing. And I would say things like, gosh, all the money you manage is in one asset class. And they didn't even get that. And I'm like, maybe I'm the weirdo. So I started reading books. I joined masterminds. I talked to people. And then over the course of probably 2 years, I've read so many books about it that I was educating people about it. Then I was like, man, now I'm wasting my time trying to educate people that are managing my money. But they're like, wait, what are you talking about? And I'm like, wait, you don't know about that? And then I got nervous that I'd read more about. And what I love about books is they're frozen in time, meaning something that happened in the 60s and 70s, 80s, that person wrote the book and it's frozen in time. You can go back and read it and see what happened in the financial structure or market that was going on that day or during those times. And so you could see if things worked. I noticed that people who have been in banking, Nash and all those guys, came out doing great. They came out better, especially in a downturn. I started reading about Bank of America, Wells Fargo. There was a bank called Key State Bank back in the day. Most of their assets were in insurance. They weren't even in things that they owned the land. They had more assets than insurance. I see how that happens with some of these big Wall Street companies. They sell their shares to the little people, but they take that money and invest it in insurance. So it's been around for hundreds of years. It's always paid out. Now we're seeing, and I think we're on the precipice of an impending humongous crash in our market. We've already seen little blips, but it's coming. I don't have any money in the market. And when 2020 hit, when we had the COVID problem, I didn't lose any money. I didn't lose any principal at all, which I would have. And a lot of my friends have lost half of their money since last November 2021. So just, I think the baby steps of talking to people, reading books about it, there's a gazillion people out there selling the product. But I think behind the scenes of what they're selling, it has to be something solid. It's the infinite banking. I mean, it's just math and all the math works out. And so I started creating these little formulas. Like, what if I put 100 grand in, I overfund 100 grand, I take out the collateralized loan tax-free, I invested in a lending deal or even an asset, like I was telling you earlier in the year, Chris, where I put it into an apartment complex, a fractional ownership apartment complex deal. They refinanced the whole deal, got that money all back again. So original 100 goes through the insurance policy. Now it's, I have it back in my hands. It's making 5% there. It's making 10% in the apartment deal. They refinanced my principal back again. So now I put into a third deal. So now I'm super stacking it. I call it in a rocker super stack, do I call it. So now my same 100 grand in three deals, soon to be four. You cannot do that in a stock market. And on the back end of those refinance deals, I'm getting mitigating taxes by getting a deduction on the interest on the loan for the refi. I'm able to run it through my family office structure, my home office structure. So now I can deduct business expenses. It just grows and grows. And then you start reading how people do it. And so to me, it was a natural flow, but really slow because I'm not that smart. And I had to sit and do the math and have people correct it. And like I said, got my insurance license. I mean, I passed that. I don't know how. And so now it's like, I wish I would have known about this earlier. So now it's, I want to do it with my kids. I thought I was pretty cool with having 13 policies. One of our friends, Garrett Gunderson, I was at lunch with him one time and I think you were there too. He has like 23 or something, whatever. Or another person that was there, we were talking to, I won't use his name, but I think he had like 22 or something. And I was like, man. And so now how else do you parlay that? There's a million ways. Do I create a key man insurance for myself in my own office? So it's way better to me than a Roth. It's way better than an IRA. Warren Buffett does it. I mean, I can go all day if you want. He doesn't have any IRAs at all. He's got a ton of these policies. And of course, some of the life settlement stuff. But people don't talk about it as much. It's almost weird. So like 7 years into it, I'm loving it. And although you and I like there's a living benefit, there's also a death benefit to it. We always forget about. So I think in a nutshell, it was doing all the research. And then when I compared it between an IRA and the infinite banking, I think the infinite banking might be better. Roth, infinite banking is pretty close. But other than that, I think it's probably one of the smartest things that I've ever come upon. And I've tried to prove it wrong. Trust me, I tried. And the people who don't do it and don't understand it, don't put the time in, is what I think. They don't put the time in to understand it. So
I was actually going to ask that question because I know there's some of our colleagues that say, it just doesn't make sense. Why would I pay to borrow my own money? And we did an episode on that recently anyways, but many times people get hung up on the shorter term numbers versus what it starts to create after the 5 or 10 year mark when you really start to see that momentum build and go beyond what you would do with a savings account or anything else.
Just like at the beginning, it's the difference between compound interest and a simple interest payback. Well, that's just math. I didn't know how to do that. That right there, there's margin. But really, what's also cool is once you wash it through the infinite banking insurance policy, now it's litigation proof for the most part, depending on what state you're in. It's credit report proof. We built a house recently, never showed up anywhere. I was like, that's interesting. There's asset protection. In most states, it's creditor proof, but you have to check on that. It's a great way to create a legacy play to your kids. Who's the beneficiary? Like, we do a lot of that on the internal side of our family office. You can buy and sell that. You can buy and sell them. And so I think that, for instance, there's no deposit limitations like you would for a Roth or anything else. So for me, the key is it all can amalgamate into a family office. And I call a family office a little different than if you Googled it. You can have $100 if you could create a structure where on the good side, before taxation, where you can run a bunch of businesses with your kids and your family, with legit businesses, legit LLCs that do business. And then you could have a family bank LLC that you can all can share assets. And now when that grows, one of my kids might want to buy a house. They can borrow from our family bank a down payment, let's say, or for a car. They have to pay it back. But it's a way to create your own bank like the Rothschilds and all some of these famous families did. And the infinite banking is kind of this backbone of the whole thing, really.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when somebody dies, it'll just fill the coffers like the Rockefellers did. Like if you were born, if you're a Rockefeller, 8 days later, whenever the day is you can do it, you get an insurance policy. And so we've talked it to our kids and I have a granddaughter right now and she's all set.
I love it. Well, last question, because I know, man, time is flying by here.
Yeah.
But what are some of your best reads? Like you mentioned a lot of different books and things you studied. What are some of your best study resources that you really like to go to?
Basically, all the infinite banking books, which are all the some competitors, but not really. It's just the same concept. I won't list all those, but you can definitely read those. Life Investor, I got done. I usually read a book or two a week. Just looking at my list over here. Family Office Handbook. I'm just starting this one. And I'm getting the band back together. I'm in this book. Dr. David Phelps wrote that book and talks a little bit about people that are trying to become financially free with passive income. And that's kind of what happened with me. I obviously, all the books that everyone likes to read, Robert Kiyosaki books and all that. I like a book called More Than Money, talking about large families and wealthy families and how they managed that. What Would the Rockefellers Do? Another great book talking about, I definitely would read that. I'm a big tax-free wealth guy by Tom Wheelwright. I'll just say real quickly, if you have significant income or money or wealth, the first thing you want to do is mitigate taxes. The second thing you want to do is create a castle and make it liability proof. Then you want to talk about how to invest it. I'm a big believer now in the alternatives because I think there's a safe back end to all those deals as opposed to being in the market. So that's why I like the Tom Wheelwright. Garrett Sutton is Robert Kiyosaki's attorney. I like reading his books about structures. And Dr. Larry Pino is my attorney. He's got a few good books out there about cash flow and integrated structures as well. I would start there. And then I would create this thing that mitigates taxes, preserves your principal, and is liability protected. And then start your infinite banking. Those four things, I think, is what you want to do. Obviously, I would call you because you know how to set everything up. And so obviously, you would be the person I would talk to as well. So those are the four things. And I'll probably tell them next week, the seniors in this dental class who are going to ask, I walk out on stage and just say, what was your favorite business class in school? And they're like, crickets. And it's sad. It's really sad. And so anyway, that's what I would recommend.
Wise counsel, Jim. That's great. If anybody's a reader, they are going to be full for the next several months. That's perfect. Well, Jim, I appreciate your time. Very generous of you, of course. We'll go ahead and put in the show notes. We'll also tell people how they can reach out to you, connect with you on social media, things like that as well. So again, perfect. Appreciate your time here today, Jim. And everybody else, that's the thing is like, we're teaching here something that's just more than money. This is something that goes much, much bigger. It's something that's generational, something that creates a legacy, not just a living. Guys, make a wonderful, prosperous week. We'll see you later.
visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.